Sadik Beis, we're going to learn today Sifhei Vav and the beginning of Zayin, as opposed to the last Sif, which took us 3 weeks. And that's because it's a relatively simple case. The second Sif of Sif Zayin will become more complicated. I say relatively simple because there are a lot of cases we're going to have, and not a lot of complications. Yes. Okay, as I told you, Tzadik Beis begins the kitchen cases. And here we have the case of Tipas Cholov Shenafla Lakadeira. Here, this sif talks about a drip of milk that falls on a fleshig of kadeira that's cooking. Well, I talked last night about in it. I saw you smiling when I mentioned the case, Mark. Your smile was wide enough for the whole room. But the last time we talked about it falling into the soup. Here we're talking about falling on the outside of the pot. That's our discussion today. A drip of milk that falls on the outside of a pot, and the question is how to calculate what happens to that milk. Does the milk go into the walls of the pot? Does it go into the contents of the pot? How exactly does it travel?
It's cooking.
And yeah, so this case is talking that it's cooking. The Shulchan Aruch is not mechalat in cheres and mateches. What?
Glass.
It's not making any chiluk. We're assuming here that the bliya goes in, and the question is what happens. Now we say here it's a kli rishon that's on the fire. It's lav davka, even if it's not on the fire, but as long as it's hot.
Right. Uh-huh.
As long as it's hot. So let me just tell you before we start that the Gemara says with mesupik what happens. With misupik, when a drip of milk, picture a pot of soup or chalent cooking on a flame, and a drip of milk hits the outside. So the Gemara says we're not sure what happens with the drip of milk, how it travels. That's what the Gemara says. Now, to compound the not being sure, the Rishonim are not sure to what degree the Gemara is not sure. In other words, we have to interpret what are the possibilities. What might be happening? The Gemara says we don't know how it travels. Well, what exactly are the possibilities? So we're not going to go through all the Rishayim. We're going to learn only the Sheet of Brut and Shulchan Aruch and the Shach and Taz. And at the end of the day, I'll mention to you one of the other Sheetahs that's not Brut and Shulchan Aruch. But any normal thinking person realizes that what's the Shaila? Maybe the Bliya goes into the contents of the pot. Maybe the drip just goes into the pot and not into the contents of the pot. Those are the two obvious possibilities. Now, if it's a drip, the biggest cooler would be if it just goes into the pot and it's bottle b'shishim and everything is mutter. Because we're talking about a tipa. So it would be more cooler dick to say that it goes into the contents. Now, if it goes only into the walls, then, well, if it didn't go into the contents are mutter, but the pot may still be awesome. So this is our discussion. Now the Mechaber splits it into two cases, into the tipa falls against the pot, keneged
haraitiv. There's a tip in the pot, isn't the pot also in the pot itself?
Well, that's what we're going to discuss. Okay. Now, we're going to discuss, the Mechaber splits it into two cases. It falls against the pot, keneged haraitiv, opposite the food on the inside, and then keneged haraikon. It hits the pot higher up, in a place where it's connected the Reikon, and we'll see the difference between the two. So let's learn the Mechaber. Tipas cholov shenafla al hakadeira. A drip of milk that fell onto a pot, she'etzel ha'esh, that's by the fire, mi b'chutz, and it hit the outside of the pot. Im nafla keneged ha'tavshel. First we're talking it fell keneged the contents. Ain't sarich ela shishim neged hatipa. You only need shishim against the drop, shemefafeyas lefnim, which may have been mefafeya into the pot. V'have ki'ilu nafla b'tavshel. Period. We'll stop here. V'have ki'ilu nafla b'tavshel. So, this seems easy enough. The drip hits the pot on the outside, opposite the food. So, we say, if it went into the food, it's batel b'shishim. If it didn't go into the food is mutter. So mamana shach, the food is mutter. Okay, that's what it says here in the Mechaber. Now, okay, so let's see. We're going to learn the Mechaber according to the Taz, and then according to the Shach. There's a small difference between them. The Taz is the easier and the more easier understood Shita, so we'll start with the Taz. Start with Taz Yud Zayin. He just explains the Maman of Shach. Shema Mefefes Lifnim. Bisivet HaKlal Amin Alef B'Shem Smak Kosev Zed Derech Maman of Shach. Let's see. If a fayal taicha roitiv, if it goes into the food, having this bottle a tipa b'shishim, so it's good. The tipa is bottle b'shishim. In aim if a fayal saicha, and then the drip doesn't go into the food. Mamaye aser, from what would it become aser? So mamana shach it's muta, very geshmak. Makom akayim ya'ara hatashul miyad. Still, since there is milk and meat in the same container. Pour it out right away. And pour it out on the other side of the pot, not opposite the drip. And don't let it cool off this way. It'll go in, even though it's be bottle b'shishim, we don't want it to go in. So therefore, pour it out as soon as you can. Now, what would you say is the din of the pot, according to this pshat? Let's see what he says. Let's see what he says. So think about it, and we'll see what. What would you say is the din of the pot?
If you got to get rid of it,
if the drip went in, then the pot is mutter. Just the drip of shishim. What happens if the drip didn't go into the contents? It only went into the pot. It didn't go into the contents. The Taz is going to say that if it didn't go into the contents, it stays in the pot. So who says the second time it's going to go into the contents? Why should be any different the second time? And then the keteira should be mutter. Let's see how he says it. Mevuah mizeh da keteira asura. The lashon is mashma the keteira is also v'lech hashvin and kibul nafal l'tafshel. And we don't say that it fell into the pot in its bottle. El inyan hetera tafshel l'chud. Only to be matter the tafshul. Mashal kosev perikid anosh simul amitzayin b'zeh afakadera mutter min adin. Really min adin the pot should be mutter too. Levashul basar to cook meat. Oid in the second time. Elashul chatchila asur l'shtamish ba afilu basar shenira kilo nesa b'chalav. B'chein nira ikut marska aske b'samach. He says that mikra din the pot should be mutter too. Because the moment of shach, the only two possibilities. Either this is a bliya that goes into the contents, or it's a bliya that's locked into the pot. If it goes into the contents, it was bottled b'shishim already. And if it's locked into the pot, it'll never answer anything later.
What am I worried about that I have to spill it out, by the way?
So lechatchila, we don't want milk to go in even pachas m'shishim. And since there's milk on the pot, and l'maisa, you see the drip of milk there, and it's going in, and more of the milk is going to go into the contents, so lechatchila, you pour it off.
When does b'lua take place?
It's a constant thing. You want to tell me? The paiskim are not mechalek. Even though there is a shita klicheres is nas in the veila, that the kli itself becomes iser. But since we don't paskin that way, we're not. This is a metzias. The tum is a halacha, and there's a metzias that the bliya goes in. The bliya might go in. It's a suffix.
Are we better off if it goes in?
We're better off if it goes in, because then we know it's bottle b'shishim. That's the best. Then asin the veila.
We said a pot doesn't become the veil.
No, he's saying the bleis in the pot. He's saying that the bleis in the pot and asin the veila, and then it's more than shishim. Especially more than shishim, right? Okay, we're going to discuss that when we say Kineged HaReikon in the second case, because there we're going to say that it makes the Bliyas Nas Nevela, and then you need Shishim against twice, you need Shishim times Shishim. We'll see that in a minute. Okay, what you're saying. But first, this is the Taz's Shita, and Taz's Shita is, as I said, a relatively easy Shita. It's a Kula. And it's Shalom HaYisrael. The Shach argues, except that you really have to be medagdic in the Lashon HaShach to see what he's saying. Because Shach Yud Ches, who starts on the previous page, quotes the Lashon of the Smak, And the point is not the smack sloshin. You can learn the smack like the taz. It's the parentheses which the shach sticks in. So let's see shach yutches, tipas chalav, zeloshen a smack, tipla shenafla al daifin akli, besapkala meperek dam chatas. The Gemara says we're not sure imef hafeya b'chal akli, I like. If the blia spreads or not, hilkach. Kishanafla neged aroitiv, if it fell opposite the contents, v'yeh b'roitiv samach ben atipa, mutter b'man afshach. Sounds exactly the same. Mutamashah. Ima fafeya bakalakli. Harry this battle. Then ainima fafeya ozla yasser. Now before you look at the parentheses, how do you attach this? Ima fafeya bakalakli means what? If it spreads into the contents of the kli. That's the way I would read it, and that's the way the Taz read it. Ima fafeya bakalakli, if it spreads into the contents of the kli, it's this battle. Vainima fafeya la yasser. What? The tip at the outside. Through the kli and into the contents, which is the way we learned till now. So then that would be wonderful. And then if it wasn't for these parentheses, then it would be good. Okay. Zuck the shach, because the outside is the lashon of the smack. In parentheses, the shach is the following: Kaloima. Im einay mefafeya b'chol hakli, if it's not mefafeya in the keli itself, ozla yeyaser mishum de mistama mefafeya lefnim. In other words, mefafeya b'chol hakli means the keli itself, the metal of the keli, and if it's not mefafeya b'chol hakli, ozla yeyaser mishum de mistama mefafeya lefnim v'avi kilu nafla b'tavshul. Kapirish beis yosef. See, he's telling you might have this way. It may be it's mefafeya b'chol hakli having this battle. And if it goes in, it doesn't answer. Now, 1 minute. What does it mean? Let's read the smack again. Im mefafeya b'chol hakli having this battle. Now, what does that mean? If it spreads in the kli, it's battle. Now, if kli means the contents of the kli, we understood that. But it means the kli itself. How in the kli itself is it battle? What does it mean? In the kli itself, it's bottle. The teretz is that the shach holds that we assume any pot has blias in the walls of the pot. Because remember, the metalist doesn't have time. That any pot has blias in the walls of the pot that are 60 times the drip. So the shach learns the maman afshach as follows. He says, it's bottle b'shishim maman afshach. If it's considered it went into the contents of the pot, it's a bottle b'shishim. If it only went into the walls and it spread in the walls and didn't go into the pot, so in the walls we have a right to assume that the ablius of shishim in the walls keneged this drip. So it's mamad nashach is batal b'shishim. Obviously, if it doesn't travel, it doesn't travel. If it travels, so there are two possibilities: it travels only in the pot, in the walls, or it travels into the contents. So mamela. It's bottle maman of shach and shishim. Either it's bottle in the blias in the wall, or it's bottle in the blias in the pot. What? Well, we're not talking about a case where there's a second keli, but you're right.
It
would be. When you say less of shishim, you mean the contents?
Yeah, the contents. Why don't you say there are shishim in the
pot? In the walls. Yeah, we never mitzdarif le'edin and kamabola. Why here do we say, according to the shach, that we know the walls have shishim kineged? Why do we say such a thing? So it appears that from the Chachmas Adma, the reason is because of a sex cycle. Because it's a suffix how many blias there are in the wall. It could be a bottle and shishim. And even if it's not, maybe it never went into the food. So therefore, for the food, we have a svek svek. But for the pot itself, we don't have a svek svek. For the pot itself, we don't have a heter. And indeed, the shach and yud test writes that the pot is also mikar adin, not like the taz. The taz said that the pot itself is mikar adin is mutter. Because remember, the taz said there are only two possibilities. Either it doesn't spread, or it spreads all the way in. So if it spreads all the way in, it's possible b'shishim. If it doesn't spread now, it won't spread later. Finished. But the Shach says there's also a possibility that it spreads in the metal of the pot itself and not into the contents. Now, if it spreads into the metal of the pot, why are we going to be mad to the contents? Because of Svek Sveika. We don't know if this, we assume there's shishim in the walls of the pot. And even if there isn't, maybe the bleah didn't go in. That's a heta for the contents. It's not a heta for the pot itself. And therefore, according to the Shach, the pot itself is going to be awesome. Because the pot, maybe the bleah went in the, in all the bleahs in the pot absorbed the milk. And now, the second time, it's going to aser. And it's even worse, because the bleah is an aser nevela. Because this is milk and meat. And even the Bechava holds milk and meat is not in the veil. So this one tipa, which may be a tenth of an ounce, is now 60 times a tenth of an ounce, or 6 ounces of Isser, because it has bleas in the wall. It's an Isser d'oraisa, but it's only a Safik d'oraisa. Because we're not really sure what happens with the bleas. So it remains a Safik d'oraisa, which is more chamer than a d'rabbanan.
Late the way
would you pass him over the itself?
Oh, you mean the first cooking?
Yeah.
The first time. All right, so listen carefully. The first time you're cooking, the question is, why don't we say the bleah hits the pot? It's a tenth of an ounce. But now the walls of the pot have 6 ounces of basar b'chalav. And now that should aser the contents of the pot. And that should aser the contents. Teretz is, and this is an important yisoid, known as Makusher. And this Makarda yisoid is a Mardechai in the smack here. The Chavis Das here brings in his explanation. Makusher means in one cooking, everything is tied together. And therefore, we use everything to be Mevatel, except we said an Isser Davuk. Right? Isser Davuk we had once that, let's say, have fats which are connected to a piece of meat created that way, then we say it's Belea first into the meat. But in most kitchen cases, we say makusher. Makusher means I see a drip of milk fall into my pot of chicken soup. Why am I not afraid that the milk, I know it fell into the right side of the pot. Why am I not afraid that the shishim of the whole pot, but maybe on this side of the pot there's more milk taste than in everything else? Or if part of the pot are pieces of chicken and pieces of vegetables, why do I use them to be mevatel b'shishim? Maybe the milk only spread in the liquid and not in the salad? We don't say that. Because we say makusher. Everything that's tied together, we're bleah spread evenly. We don't know exactly how they spread, but in food, we assume they spread evenly. Who I did? When a bleah falls on the outside of a pot, we're not sure if the bleah stays in the pot or it goes into the contents. But if it goes into the contents, we don't say in that one cooking, hey, let's go 2 steps. First, it asked the pot. Chatichan asked the veil and the bleah took a rest. And then, it woke up in the morning and it went into the food. And now you need shishim against the whole pot. Does Chatichan asked the veil? In one cooking, we say makusher. And that's it's a klal, which is, it's really it's almost an instinctive thing that most people would understand it that way. That in the one time, either it happened or it didn't happen. But for next time, Zakhtar Shach, it's a problem. Because if it's spread in the pot, and not in the contents, that means now to wash out this pot and use the pot again?
And it trips again?
No, but now, remember there are 2 possibilities. Either the bleah went into the contents or it didn't. If it didn't go into the contents, then it acid all the walls, all the bleahs in the walls of the pot. So then the second time, if I clean this out and I cook again, I make a new chicken soup, maybe the second time there was no makusha now, because now it's already nas nevela. Now, I'm starting off with 6 ounces of bleah sevis. And therefore, it's going to answer everything that's inside.
When
it
was in the pot the first time.
You put the detergent in.
Okay. You see, we don't... why don't we have to take any tray for pot and just be pegamid? So, we don't... Generally, we don't... We say le'yadin on... Ibala. We never know if a keli is balea. And we can't assume that when we wash something out with hot water that it's balea. Now it's true what you're saying if I do Hagalah. Hagalah, we know it's balea. And that's why a lot of the kashrus agencies use the heter we'll have later in the shach, that when you kasher it, you put something pogum into the water, And since when you do Agola on a Ben Yaimai, the Bliyas come out, just that it's a Ben Yaimai, they can go back in. So there we rely on being pagan. But just stop to wash it with hot water, not Derech Agola, so there we can't know that we fixed the Bliya. Without Kasher, we can't know we fixed the Bliya. So the pot needs to be kasher. Yeah. That's the machloikis, the shach and taz. Now the taz was machmir because of sort of a marisayin, he's called it a chumra, because it looks bad, because you can use it for flesh, it has a drip of milk on it.
That's not makusha, it's only if it's covered, or even if it's not
even if it's not covered. And we're going to see covered
why
is even better.
You have a chatiha that's outside, or half outside.
Okay, it's only it's techa right. Well, that's machis rashi in the re. Okay, so we on the part that's inside, we said no.
It's
if it's half in, half out, was the machlokes rashi,
right?
Right?
It's completely outside.
Then we don't say makusher.
Why not?
Because it's not makusher; it's outside of the pot.
But it's obviously it's connected.
No, we say makusher to everything that's in the tafshul. We don't say makusher on a chaticha lechaticha. The bliya doesn't go makula; it only goes kedei netila. Sli only goes kedei netila. So we know it doesn't go.
Why don't it have been leaking? Well, it's cooking the first time.
The bleas is going in.
It's being
rebuffed.
The
bleas
in the
hashel
that's cooking.
If it's going in,
we always say
the bleas going into the wall. Well, it's chayshish. It's going in. That's the thing.
No, Yadina.
That's the Gemara
stuff.
So on the one hand,
we're chayshish.
Maybe it didn't go in, and then
we're chayshish
that maybe it's coming out. That the next cooking.
Right.
So you take the
chumra
and
right, which it has in the green. According to the shach, according to the shach, should we pour it out? Let's just think for a minute. According to the shach, do you lose anything by pouring out, or is the question, do you have to pour it out? It's connected or right to that anyway, you don't lose. Now, do you have to pour it out? Well, the same reason, because remember, we said if it's batel b'shishim, if it goes into the pot, it's batel b'shishim, so we don't want that the milk should keep on going in, even though it's being batel b'shishim, we want to stop it. So that's a way to stop it.
The other part of the shishim, the tzipra color fell on the felony, and you take that part, the color of this, and if the felony fails to taste it, it's halal. We still say both shishim. No, if the felony tastes it, then nothing's batel b'shishim. Do we have a right to assume if the shishim fail, it won't taste it? If he does taste it, it's a problem. So, especially on the shishim, even though you have a specs, like you're still in the kosher, the specs are not enough. Well, without makusher, it would be
Karlov Ade that it's aser, because it would ask the pad, and then the pad would ask it. Now,
what?
Your cold is no problem, right?
This has to be,
well, it says here, Eitzel Eish, but it's Lav Davke Eitzel Eish, it means that it's Yatzel Eish, it's a Vade Yatzel.
There's 460 against the milk, the Bia of the beast against the Nishmash, outside the pot.
He said there is shishim in the bottle. There is shishim. No. So that's why I explained that we make a lot out of sex faker. There may be shishim, and if there's no shishim, it may not go in. Now, the Chazanish writes another nafkamina between the Shach and Taz. There could be situations where you know that the pot doesn't have shishim connected to tipa. And it's not uncommon, because remember, we're only counting bleas that went in within 24 hours. But all bleas that went in more than 24 hours ago don't count. So it's very possible, especially in something like a frying pan, you fried some cutlets, and that's all you used it for within 24 hours. And now a tipa fell, you know exactly how much the maximum amount of bleas may be in the pan. Because you used it within 24 hours, you know how much it is, the bleas. So, let's see. Let's say you know the amount of bleas, and it's not shishim against the tipa. Well, according to the Taz, which was the easy way to learn, if the second time when I'm cooking, there is shishim in the contents, so the contents are mutim amanashach. If the tipa goes into the pot itself, then if it goes to the contents, it's batel b'shishim. If it doesn't spread, it doesn't spread at all, and everything is mutter. According to the shach, the moment of shach was, either it goes into the contents, it's batel b'shishim, or it goes into the wall, and it's batel b'shishim, because you have a right to assume the wall has shishim kenegdai. The shach is holding that if we know the wall doesn't have shishim kenegdai, if we know positively the wall doesn't have shishim kenegdai, we're going to have a problem. Because then the old bleas are going to become Isser, and it's going to be Vada Isser on the old Blias.
So then you like
now,
stuff, you don't have a sex
thing. Because you don't have a sex thing.
Now, which is better? Which is the better situation? The contents on the outside, the Blias are less than 60 or more than 60?
It's always better more than 60 instead of sparkling.
But you have the kosher anyway.
That's correct. That's correct.
So what do you gain by it?
All right, the Chazay, it's true. The way I explained it, there would be no difference. The Chazay Nishno holds that the old Bliyas that are in the wall, when they become Nasa Nevela, they're going to go into the pot. And they're going to Aser. And even though I just explained, the Chavazda says that Makusher would include everything, but the Chazay Nish says that the old Bliyas that are in the pot are going to be Nasa Nevela. And on those Bliyas, they're going to go in now for the first time. And that they're going to ask. It doesn't, as I'm speaking, it doesn't seem to stim with the Chavis Das explanation of Makusher. I shouldn't speak so quickly. I should look up the Chazay Nish inside. But this is what the Chazay Nish says. The Lashon of the Chavis Das is mashma. It doesn't matter if there's shishim in the pot or not shishim in the pot. But
why not the old
I just want to read to you the idea of Makusha just for a minute. Nero Lefarish Devarov, he's explaining Shach Yud Ches, which is the one we just read. Dehine HaMordechai, Vachum Sadesh, and Hikshum. Neima HaBliya Shabikdeira Nasa Nevela. Why don't we say the Bliya that's in the pot is Nasa Nevela, and then it'll ask for the contents? Tirtzu. Da Bliya Shabikdeira Mikusheres in Michael Shabikdeira. The Bliya that's in the pot is tied together with the contents. Right? Like I'm saying in the Kavanah of the Shach, that even the old Bliyas that are in the wall are also Makusher. Et cetera. He brings Rayas. So he says that we say Makusher that no matter what, and we say Makusher no matter what. So even if the walls have less than shishim, which should come after the Chavis Das, that it's mutter anyway in this cooking.
The practical nafkamina in the Shachan Taz is if you cook it, if you use the pot a second time, right afterwards.
The practical nafkamina is their machloik is if the pot becomes asa afterwards. Right.
You have to kashi the other.
Right, which is beferish Shach Yutes says it's aser, and the Shach I read you the Taz, which was what was it Yud Zayin said mikra then it's mutter.
Did you say the words right away or why did you say? You did all this, you waited, said, you know, I'm not going to wait, let it go another 2 days or so. You still have to kosher the pot?
Right. Once it's also a guy's ain't a binyamir, right?
It doesn't matter.
Well, it matters, but the evan ain't a binyamir doesn't answer, as you know.
Right.
Now, if you wait more than 24 hours, but the evan won't answer, but lachat chili, you still have to kosher.
The
now, what about the cover? Okay, let me tell you a chiddush. So we learned so far the drip fell opposite the contents of the pot, and as you will realize, it's never going to be a problem. There's always shishim in the contents of a pot connected to drip of a pot, rarely that there isn't. And memela, if it's connected or right, it's rare that there's an issue. We are about to start learning what happens if it fell connected to reikon. And before we start that, I have to tell you a chiddush of the Gilyam Arsha. It's on the very bottom of the page on our prince, the mark. Gilyam Arsha, it's not Shulchan Aruch Sifhei. The Gilyam Arsha says, Im Nafla B'makam Ereikon, a short one, Im Hakadera Mechusa, Dinay Tamid K'may Nafla Neged Araitiv, Pri Chadosh. The Gilyam Arsha paskins like this, Pri Chadosh is Chiddish, that if a pot is covered, and he means it's Ala Eish, that it's always considered full. Why is that so? Because the Zeyo, which fills the contents of the pot, is a tremendous cooler. It means that when any pot that's covered and a spritz falls on it, so it really doesn't matter if the spritz hits Keneged HaReikon or Keneged HaReitiv. It's always Keneged HaReitiv, including the cover, which is what you were asking. And then it's always considered Keneged HaReitiv, and basically it's always mutter. You never have a problem, and even the pot itself, Maker Ad Din, like the Taz, will be mutter, so we kashu it, Al Tzachumra, and...
So, if it's still on the
so this Gilyam Arsha is a very Habachal Maisa Dikka Gilyam
Arsha. If it's still on the we'll cover see. And you put up the cover, you don't have to cut the cover then? Or we can now, or then go to the. fell on the cover. We're not worried about the food now.
Fell on the cover?
Fell on the cover.
Well, first, that's a kashya cover.
No, you have
to
touch the cover. Does it affect the rest of the pot?
So that's tzadik gimel. We'll talk about it. There's a chumis hataz in tzadik gimel about the cover. Okay. So far, so good. So we learn Kenegat Araitiv. But basically, we understand the Bamanav Shach and its Mutter. Now we move on to the second here for the Sif. Imnafla Bamakim Areikon. Let's say it fell opposite the empty part of the pot. So then, Imafafas, Vihimafafas, Bedeifen Akadera. Now, when he says Himafafas, it means we have to be Chayshish, the Tazit Ches, Pirish, Efshur Shetafafaya. Okay? Vihima fafas means maybe it's mefafeya b'doifin akadeira at samach l'raitiv kokak shein shishim negratipa. Maybe it spreads in the metal of the pot only until samach l'raitiv kokak shein shishim negratipa. Harei nesar oisai mokam akadeira. Now we have a third possibility. Till now we had two possibilities: either it goes into the contents or it doesn't go into the contents. Here, there's a possibility that it went into the walls ad mokim ha-raitiv, and the part of the walls that's above the raitiv is nasa nevela, and those bleis that are in that pot are chaticha nasa nevela, are iser. So I have, again, my 1/10 of an ounce strip which fell against the outside. So maybe they are bleis of 6 ounces, 60 times as much, and that's nasa nevela. Now, right now, I have no problem. If I don't move, I just stand there and watch it, I have no problem. Why? Because still, Maman Afshach. If it went into the right, it went into the right. If it's only asked in the top part of the pot, it's fine. My food is not touching the top part of the pot. So, for him first, but after Akadera, and some of the Kokash, Shev, Samach, Negatipa, Hari Nesar, Isa Makam Akadera, Vibiara Hatashal, Derech Makam Akadera, Shenesar. If you're going to pour the tafshul out through the top of the pot, Hari Yasser a tafshul. The food now is going to become aser. You let it sit there, don't touch it till it cools. Don't touch it until it cools, and then when it cools, beyond Lesi Yatzel Edespai, then the food is mutter. The pot is still aser. But the food will be mutter if you don't touch it. Now, I don't believe a lady in the kitchen who knows there's basar and chalav in the pot could do it. And at least that I was remembering that a woman once called me before Pesach. She had made a kitchen Pesach thing. And she had stuck, she was making a soup or a stew, and she had stirred with a chametz tikka spoon the Pesach tikka chicken soup. And she called me horrified. And I'm telling you, it's exactly where the conversation went. I asked her, was the spoon used for chametz within 24 hours? She said, no, this kitchen is Pesach thicker ready for a few days. So I told her, before Pesach, and Einav and Yemi doesn't ask her, you could serve the soup at the Seder. So she was horrified. She said, the soup? The soup I threw out already. The pot I put with my chametz thicker pots. I want to know if I have to cash in my kitchen again. That's what she told me. That's exactly the language she said. I don't know. But at any rate, if the milk hits the Kenegat Areikon, so if you don't move, you don't do anything, you're in good shape. If not, how much do you need? So Chazal used a lashon shishim pa'amim shishim. You would need 60 times 60. What does that mean, 60 times 60? The one, that's in our example, 1/10 of an ounce of milk hit the pot. It asks bleis up to 6 ounces. And then, when you pour it out, you need 60 against the 6 ounces. 360 ounces. That's not so common in a pot. And, what? This is a volume. This is not weight. The ounces here, I mean fluid ounces. 60 times 6, I said. 6 ounces. So you need 360 ounces, which is 60 times shishim times the drip. Now, the shach gets carried away here a little bit. I shouldn't say that. He just points out that what I just said is not technically accurate. It's not 60 times 60. It's 60 times 61. Because the drip of milk could ask us 60 of basar. But that's also technically not accurate. Because it could only ask us 60 pachas mashu. Because the drip of milk into 60 would be bottle. So could ask the way the Shach phrases it, Samach Pa'amim Salmach Aleph Pachas Mashu. Which, if for practical terms, we don't measure things so precisely, we call it Shishim Pa'amim Shishim, that's the Lashon. The Lashon B'nei Adam to talk about this this halacha. So,
you say the pot's cooking and when it's on top, it's fine. What the water is boiling in there, bubbling. So part of it is going up and down. So
that's Sifat. We'll get to Sifat in a second. The Ramah is Dafka Imakadara Hakadera Yeshana. That's also about an old pot. Avlami Chadasha. But a brand new pot, b'cholin yinei tzarech samach, rak neged atipa shenafel aleha, kidlo kamon, gabi kaf. He says, what do you mean? If the pot is brand new, so there are no bleis in the wall, so then there's no problem, you only need shishim against the drop. Because the metal itself doesn't become nasa
nereila. The bleis from the thing that's being cooked?
Oh, so the kasha is, what about the bleis of the thing you're cooking now? So let's see Shachov Gimel.
What?
Any Benyamin doesn't count. So it would be Chadosh anytime once he uses 24 hours. That's so uncommon. So what you're cooking now, Shachar Gimel addresses. Let's see if we can understand what he says. It's not similar to someone who sticks a brand new spoon into a pot. It's a brand new spoon. V'nir achakach b'hakadera. And then you stuck it into a spoon. So if you stick it into A, then you stick it into B. So you only have what it was beleya. Why is this pot considered like its own? Right now you're cooking meat in it. And the drip of milk fell while it was cooking already. So now it already has bleis of meat. Let's see. Now you're coming to Asa, the wall of the Kedera. Because of the drip, maybe the Bishel didn't go into the cleave. And even in Mefafeya Mamaila, and Ken Gama Tipa Mispashetas Adlamata. So it sounds like what he's saying is a mamanashach. Maybe the bli of the cooking now didn't go up. Even if it did go up, maybe the drip goes in. It doesn't ask for the wall separately, and it goes into the tashel.
If we say the bli went up inside of when
negative, the food. Right? Oh, yeah, Shloimeh, the Meir B'Kedera Chadosh, Shnafel Aleha Tipa, K'shadayin Leicham HaTavshel. Or it means that the milk fell before it was hot. Inami achashanafla tipa al kedera shomayim, or the tipa fell on a hot pot of water, and then nosnu bayavasa. There's a big difference in the two terutzim. According to the second teretz, we're limiting this din of kedera chadasha only to cases where the milk fell before the meat came,
before the
pot became flesh. According to the first teretz, though, even if you're cooking a chicken soup and it hits kedera reikon, it's also mutter. The chavis das says the heter that we have here, that if it's a kedera chadasha, you don't need 60 times 60. No. Okay, that heter, that you do not need 60 times 60 if it's a new pot. Does that apply even if this pot was already sitting and simmering, cooking the meat, and then the milk fell? Is that called an old pot? The Taz in the second, the Shach rather in the second heter says no. It says our milk had to come first before it became flesh. The first teretz, he says, no matter what, it's okay. As long as it's all in one cooking. The Chavis Das says that the first teretz of this shach is what he refers to as makusher. That it's all one long cooking, and therefore it's also an extension of makusher. He says that kavanas hashach b'tirutzei harishin, after the farish rakaz hashach sukkot in Chav Gimel. He says, t'muah mashakaza b'tirutz habeis, etc. And he says that this idea of makusher, which is the explanation of the whole of this whole din. So I have to tell you that this Chavis Das Gimel, who goes through the Shach and the Taz here pretty much, and the idea of makusher is a very basic idea. The Lumdis is much more than we're saying here in a quick moment, but obviously here in the case of the Shach, it's very crucial to understanding this heter, which. A kedera chadasha, as I just mentioned, is any time a pot wasn't used in 24 hours, and therefore it's in many, many cases. Okay, so we learned so far, keneged, It's not so gefarlicht, right? A lot of heterim here. A drip, we've learned already, if it's keneged the right, if it's always going to be mutter, just the pot is us, it's no problem with the pot. If it's keneged a reikon, so then it's only a problem if you don't let it cool. And rather, the shachi asks, why don't you just make a hole in the pot? Why do you have to let it cool? Make a hole in the pot and let it drain out. Now, I guess he means, because the pot is treif anyway, I mean, most people don't want to make holes in the pot. But he says, don't make a hole in the pot. Why? Because in making a hole in the pot, you're going to shake it a little. And the reitiv is going to jump up a little bit, and it could be valeya from the walls, from the above the... No, he says, don't make holes in your pot, just let it cool. And that's all. Okay. What? Well, maybe. It's going to raise it. You know, somebody may think, I want it to cool quickly, I'll throw in some ice cubes. But you throw in ice cubes, you're going to raise it, and it's going to be a problem. Zok Sivav, Nogu Ha'ilam Lesar, Kishanafal Aladai Fisher, like it, I get a writer. I'm in a gears to Aser, and not use this heter of letting it stand still, but you like it, I get a writer. Why? So does someone mention? Well, Chayshish, that it jumped up sometime in the cooking. That it went up. Let's see. The shach explains Nogu Ha'ilam. The shach of hay. Niradafti be kidei rishana daigin lasek shanofus daigin daigin daigin. Umetam shikos abisaveha. Til chashina shema olacha kafamachas vesichas akadeira. Maybe it bubbled up into the part that kinegan harekon. So there's a minik to aser. If you don't have 60 times 60, when it's shalai kinegan harekon, vedafti kishanayfo baisitzachin. Oh, now he says another kula. So wait, the Nogu Ha'ilam is a chumra. That keneged a reikon on a kederi yeshana with night to asim. V'davka kishenayfa b'aisitzad she'enay keneged a'esh. That's only if it doesn't fall opposite the fire. Avalum nafal keneged a'esh. If it fell on the underside of the pot, on our stoves, which is opposite the fire. Well, by them, they had the fire on the side, like the matzah bakery ovens. And you put it, the pot in, and the tipa fell on the side that's keneged the fire. Then mutter sha'esh sarfai umiyavshai vasakadera namishari. Then everything's mutter, because the fire will burn it out. The dafka b'dava muet. That's a small amount. Could go in tipa. Avol nafan harbe ein lahatir. But if a lot fell, we can't rely. It got burnt. I feel nafal kenegadei sham ke kenegad a right of aydei samuch. Says if it's a small amount, not harbe. Question harbe here means even six or seven tipas, it says. But if it's harbe, we can't rely that it burns. Now, I just want to point out that our oven tops, not our ovens, our stove tops. Tell us about grates. Now, we're going to talk soon, in next week, about a case where a lot of milk rolled under the... Someone poured out a whole container of milk, and to your horror, it runs right under the fleshy kapaz. We're going to talk about that. But I'm talking about now when tipas fall, even a lot of tipas. Keneged ha'esh, it's hot enough, it's more than libun chamor. And therefore, we could rely that it burns out. As a matter of fact, Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva that the broiler in most ovens, the traditional ovens, I don't know, the new electric, newfangled ovens, I'm not familiar with. A traditional oven has an oven and underneath a drawer, a broiler drawer. How does that work? How does the broiler drawer work? Basically, there's only, the broiler doesn't use any different heat source. The oven, not the stovetop, the oven and the broiler have between them a unit, which you can see, I'm sure you've seen it, which usually is gas, and it has only one setting of heat. You turn it on, it burns at one setting. When the oven is on, you set it on oven, then there's a thermostat that turns it off and turns it on to maintain the temperature. It's not like a stovetop that the fire, you can make it a larger or a smaller fire. No, it's one fire. The broiler just works that fire never goes off. And you put something underneath close to it, and the purpose of the broiler is to broil it quickly. That's why you have to turn it over. In the oven, you have to turn things over because the heat is pretty uniform. But here, the fire is above it, you turn it over, and everything is... it broils rather quickly. That's how a broiler works. The fire is constant. Ramesh has a tshuva. And the first time someone asked me this shaila, I told him there's a tshuva, but call Reb David just to be sure. Reb David paskin this way. That any time the fire is constant and it's above the food, we assume that all of the zeya burns up. It's not beleya into the walls, which means Let's say I'm traveling and I'm taking an apartment for a week somewhere, and everything's treif. It's a treif oven. It's not self-cleaning. What do I do now? The oven is treif. The broiler, though, is technically only treif where food touched. The zeya doesn't make the broiler aser, which means to say that if I want to come in now and take in aluminum pans, I put my steak in aluminum pans, stick it into the broiler, and turn on the broiler. There's not going to be any problem. Because there's no way that blias are going to come into this meat. Whatever it's touching is kosher. And when it's not touching, the zeya is going to burn up. The treif zeya also burnt up. There's no way that zeya is going to come back into this. Now, you do have to be careful when you turn it off to take the meat out right away, because it's going to continue to be mazia afterwards. But this is a heter. Someone does not need technically the kasha of broiler because the fire is so hot that it burns up the zeya.
Are you saying by traveling somewhere I should take steak with me?
You can put potatoes in as well.
Oh,
I don't recommend steak for anybody. But my point is that this, which the Mechaber writes, that Kenegeda Eish burns, and they are Mephakvik, could you say it burns, could you not say it burns, but Harbe, you can't. The bottom line is that if it's, I don't mean Harbe, a flood, but I mean a lot of spritz, Lemaisa, if it's under, in the unlikely event that it spritz in the underside of the pot, that a person could rely that it is Batel B'shishim. If you had a fleshig pot and you put it onto the stove, and there was milk under it, you could rely that the milk burnt before the contents of the pot became hot, because the underside of the fire of the pot is black. You know, it says in Gehenna, the Rishonim look like the Shulei HaKedera, like the black bottoms of the pot. I guess once upon a time, before steel wool. And that's the, it's so hot there that it burns. And therefore, there's not much to be marich on this hatter.
It should not matter how close the flour is to the fire.
I'm talking about our stove tops. They're different. Mechaber, that's not my point. My point is, in the Mechaber, you could say maybe it burns. Okay, he means that you're Mishire, the normal way you cook.
You didn't have a piece of hot cheese stuck underneath on the stove?
No, if something remains, we'll have to talk about it. But I'm talking about something doesn't remain. That's what I'm saying, there's a flood of milk, I'm not talking. The Ramah adds, there, when it's a harbe, then the kedera is also, even if the contents of shishim, they got a tipa shanafla, which we said all along. The yarviyah tafshul mimenu b'tzaracher, shalekeh, they got a tipa. Now, v'bishlei b'kedera tafshul acher, dinei k'pemay b'pam rishayim, and if you're going to cook in it again, so it's going to asur again. He's talking here where it's harbe cholav, and like I said, this is basically an easy din. Now, before I continue to comment on it, let's just learn Siv Zayin, and then we'll be mar. I see Siv Zayin, I mean the Mechaber. The Ramah in Siv Zayin is a very important Ramah. It's a type of Ramah. As you learn Basavah and Terubes, you keep on turning back to look at it. So next week's Ramah is crucial, but the Mechaber, though, is relatively easy. And the Mechaber, Ramah is not arguing on the Mechaber. Let's see the Mechaber in Zayin. Yesh nisha matir b'shas hadchak. Matir what? I have to figure this one out. Yesh nisha matir b'shas hadchak. Gleber Shabbos. Now, those who hold that shalai keneged araitiv, shalai keneged araish. Okay, shalai keneged araish means it's not burning up. Shalai keneged araitiv means the drip fell on the chelak harekon, on the empty pot. So there's also a matter, ayyadei samach, the Ramah says hachinog. And the shachid says lav dafka erev Shabbos, the shachid in chavtes, wadim lechot saragadol. And Tzarech Arachim, you have guests, motherless coming. Said Tzarech Arachim. What's this Yesh Mishamat here? So, it's possible that this goes on Sivav. Sivav said, Nogu Ha'ilam Lesser, Kshanafal Aladayf and Shalek and Agarayte. In Sivav, we said that the idea of letting it cool off is not a good heter, because for Chayshish, maybe it bubbled up. So, certainly, there are at least the Mechaber means to be going on Sivav. And to be saying Yesh Mishamatir B'Shasatchak, the Chumrah of the beginning of Sivav, where he said that Keneged Areikon, you always need 60 times 60. So that Nogu Lesar on that, the Mechaber is saying that that we're going to be mekel.
So, what does it help you on Erev Shabbos?
You don't need 60 times 60.
Erev Shabbos, so I have to wait.
You let it cool and you eat it.
I'm letting it cook and I'm going to eat it cold on Shabbos.
Right.
So, you don't have to cook it?
Yeah, okay. Where you have to, I mean, it's Erev Shabbos, the middle of the dawn.
Now, the Taz has an important instructions to to someone who paskins a halacha. The Taz of Chafbeis, after he says the heter, he says, "Shem de marimin, saminig loyma lahem hatam." If you matter something b'shas atchak, you should tell them why. Mimneimahu mekalei, deshlo yismo lama isel lepamim lepamim atir. We hear this all the time. People say, "No, I asked the Rav the same shaila. One time he says what, and one time he says also." So he says you have to explain to them that it's Erev Shabbos, it's b'shas atchak. That's why I'm matir. It's sometimes tricky. You know, people won't listen to you. You know, you tell them I'm matir because shasat chak. Maybe they'll want to be machmir. I don't know. But I'll upon him, that's what he says. Now, there is a second possibility that this means to be mekel, shaloi kedeged harekon, legamri. That this yeshu beshu matir b'shasat chak even goes on sif hey. Now, again, kedeged harekon, we're not talking. That was easy. But kedeged harekon, the idea of shishim panim shishim, that would be mekel even on that. That's a possibility.
Not having to wait till it cools down.
If you did, you should wait, but right. That doesn't answer b'di'evit. So that's a second possibility in the cool of Siv Zayin. The Prima Gadim says that it goes only on Sivav, but I'll read you in Aruch HaShulchan. Now, Aruch HaShulchan here is Teledik. I mean, I'll tell you, I've never heard. I should say I've never heard. I haven't that much experience. But we haven't heard that somebody calls a Rav with a shiloh, a drip that falls against the pot. They should ask, was it Kineget HaRekon? Was it Kineget HaRaitiv? The Aruch HaShulchan says the following Chiddush. This is in Mem Gimel. He brings the Torah Shulchan Aruch, Nogoyim, Lesek Shnavim, Shulay Kineget HaRaitiv, Lesek HaMatavshul. G'dayle Achroinim Cholko Azeh. Well, the spashin haminig azeh, the minig ta'asa when it's shaloi kineged atavshul, and the shishin kineged atipa, obviously, loy shamanu. We never heard of this chumra of sivav halacha lamaisa. Now we should be machmir when it falls kineged areikon ta'asa the contents. There's a drip of milk, and you can ask the contents when it fell kineged areikon. V'chei ma'ashe kasu di yesh mi shamati b'shasat chakai de sisim afil shaloi kineged areikon afil shaloi kineged eish. This which we just learned, that Yesh Mishamat B'Shas Atchak or Tzarech Arachim, who minig pashit b'chol tfutzis Yisrael, it's the minig to pask in this way, even Shloim B'Shas Atchak. L'hatzuch Shishim Neged HaNoifel. We always say Shishim against the drop, and that's it. Ein Mechalkin, Bein Neged HaRoitiv, Bein Neged HaTavshul, B'Tachah K'Neged Eish, B'Tachah Loi K'Neged Eish, B'Shem D'Kimlon. We assume, K'das Rashi V'Taisvis, when we started today, I told you, this is a Machlekes Rishayim Pshat Negemara. That at the end of the day, I would read to you another one of the shitas. The shitas Rashi v'Taisvus. The vardai b'chol makim shenayful mefafeya b'tavshul. Wherever it falls, it's mefafeya and it is shishim. It's mutter. Hilkachem yei shishim mutter b'chol inyan. The main shishim also b'chol inyan. That it depends only on shishim. Vakadera anu oisrim b'chol inyan. Afili yei shishim neged anayful. The chashin etshem neshamashu b'detan akadera. But the Gemara says we're not sure if Blias travels, so maybe the Kadera is us.
So you said before, how does it take into account of Blias and the Kli? They're
already there. So he's saying that our meaning is not to take into account the Blias and the Kli. That even though what we learned, the Mechaber does take it into account, he says the minig is not to take it into account. Because if the Shishim connected the drop, we're always going to be matter. I'd like to be matim this a little. You know, he's coming here, he's saying, you learned Mechabi, you learned Ramah, you learned Tishak, you learned Tatat, the people of God, the Mechabi's Das. You should know, B'chot Tzvus is Yisrael. That's a strange thing. So I want to be masmah to you that it's rare that you're ever going to have problems with this Kineged Hareka. There's so many spankers. First of all, on a practical level, it has to be a Ben Yaimai, or else it's a Kedera Chadasha. It has to be a Ben Yaimai from a previous cooking. Kedera Chadasha, we said the whole Chumra doesn't apply. Has to be not covered. We said that if it's covered, it's also not a problem. A third point. I mentioned to you in the past the chiddush of the Netziv and Ramesha, which the Paiskim today take on, that by liquids, you only need to measure shishim amount against the amount of liquid that disappeared. Which means, if milk fell onto a steak that's cooking on the stove, And a steak is a bad example, because we said meat has pili, it has holes, right? So, so let's say a milk fell against a kadeira that has steak. And I know that it was 6 ounces of milk. I take the milk, I carefully pour it back into a container, and I see now that it's 6 ounces minus a tenth of an ounce. So Ramosha and the Tziv both paskin, as I get to the Ramola next week, that you only need shishim against the amount of liquid that disappeared. Whatever liquid is still here, it didn't go into the meat. It didn't go into the pot. You only need shishim by liquid against what disappeared, as opposed to pasalid. By salad, we say bleis go in and out, layadin and kama nafik minay. But they say a chiddush, that by liquids, either the liquid goes or it doesn't go. Which I in Svara, I had problems with when I originally learned this. I asked Rav Palm, could you say such a chiddush? I told him, it's a pella, it's a netziv, it's a igris maisha, and the body of Shulchan paskins this way, like this kula. To me, it sounded like such a chiddush. But lemaisa, Rav Palm named it on for a pashtus also, and that's halacha lemaisa. That means that when a drip falls, we're talking about shishim time, shishim against the drip. It's only the amount of drip that disappeared. I mean, normally you see a drip go, you chop a tissue and you wipe off. So a lot of it comes off, most of it comes off. How much went in already? That shishim problem that should be an issue. So what I'm saying is that in practical terms, the shiloh rarely comes up. Now, add to that, that even the chumrah of the Shulchan Aruch is based on a suffix. I started today by telling you that the Gemara says, we don't know how bleis travel. And all the chumras are based on, it's possible this way, possible that way, we have to be machmir. So these chumras are all based on sveikis. So you take into account that the chumras are based on sveikis, the mitzias to require shishim pavim shishim is rare, and then you have the Aruch HaShulchan's vart that we just them on shishim kineged the drip, and everything's okay. I'm talking about the contents, the pot itself, we always kasher. But it got me the content of the pot, shishim against the drip, and we're not concerned more than that. So after learning through the Mechaber HaMatu and Af Sifim, we come to this bottom line, which is a big kula, Lagabi. What we learned today, basically, is Lagabi the contents, we have big kulas, Lagabi the pot, we have big chumras. Even with the Tasa and Nikra, then it's mutter, the minig is tekash. Now there is a follow-up to this, which comes up more often, and that is a parava pot. A pot that's pariv on which milk spritzes. Very often, a kettle, houses that still use a kettle, a lot of houses today have electric urns or instant hot water, but let's say you have a kettle, it's boiling water, and milk spritzes. That's a much more common shaila that Rabbanim are asked than milk spritzing against a pot of chicken soup, which people are extra careful. Here you have the coffee right next to it. The shaila is, what's the din of milk that spritzes kineged the kettle? And this, like if I had to write, I told my son, you'll learn, if you become a Rav, I'll write the 100 common shailas that Rabbanim get asked, and that's 3/4 of the shailas. You know, there are 5 or 6 Aveilu shailas that the Leolatus of Gozer Rav always asks, and there are maybe 10 or 15 common kitchen shailas. One of those is you have to know this Binas Adam. Binas Adam is in the Chachmas Adam, his Arichas. He says, if a drip falls against the power of a pot. So he says that, assuming that the pot is hot and it's a klirishin, all worst case scenario. So he says, let's see. If the pot became milchik, what's going to happen next time? What happened next time is the milk will become a naparnat. It won't be treif. It'll be a naparnat, which will be asal chatchila. Right? It'll be asal chatchila, and it won't ask the things by the oven. So it'll be a naparnat, but we don't make a naparnat chatchila. He says, in this case, you could rely on a Rajba we had at the end of the last sif of Simit Tzadik Tes. The Rajba had a case of Mishtamish B'Shefa. The Rajba had a kula that we don't normally paskin like. The Rajba's kula was that if Nevela falls on a pot, a drip of Nevela falls on a pot, the normal use of the pot is with Shishim Kinega, the amount of Nevela. The Rajba said that's called Mishtamish B'Shefa. You always use it with a Shefa, with an abundance of contents. The Rajba said you don't have to kasher it. Because we know it'll never ask. Why do we ask? Why do we kasher things? We're afraid it will ask. But if you Mishtamish B'Shefa, if every time you use it, there's always Shishim. So the Rajba said you don't have to kasher. The Chachmas Adam writes that in the case of a Naparnat, in this case, we have something Pariv that it fell against. that you could that you could rely on the Rashba and use it that way. He says to wait 24 hours, which is what I tell people. Although, if you look, I'm talking about the urn, the kettle, the contents. If it's more than shishim, then everything's mutter. And if it's less than shishim, then the contents are milachik, yeah, really suffic milachik, because we don't know if the bliya went in or not. But he says to wait 24 hours, although he says that if the drip fell, can I get a raitiv, you don't even have to wait 24 hours. Because there's an irid suffic that maybe it went straight in, it was bottled. So akopanim, this kula, a drip that falls against the pot, the mishtamish b'shefa, there we use the rajbas kula. And there, by a part of a part, all the halachas of this sif are not so negaya. One additional, actually two more points I would like to make. Yeah.
In the kettle, isn't it, since it's covered, is anywhere, everything...
So it's always kinegan araitiv. Yes, yeah, so it has to be shishim. That's right, it generally is shishim. Now, there are two more points. First, an easy point. If it falls on the handle of a part, what should be the din? So... there's a Gilead Bashah here somewhere. There's a Gilead Bashah here someplace. The Chavis Das also mentions it briefly, that if it falls on the handle of the pot, it's like it fell on the pot. However, our handles are different. Our handles are screwed in. They're not one piece. And therefore, our handles, you have to kashya the handle, because food could touch the handle. But it's not a Shai Levasri, the contents of the pot. There's one more chiddush here. There's a long Rabbi Kiva Eger on Shachav Zayin. I'd like to tell you his chiddush, just not enough time to learn it inside, although I'd love to read you what he says about Pesach, but let me just tell you his chiddush, the lomdus. There's a rule that you have to know, I've mentioned here on numerous occasions, ein bliya yaitza b'kli l'kli b'lay raitiv. We know that. A bliya doesn't go from one keli to another if there's no liquid. That's the airline meals is based on that. It's double wrapped. Even they put it in the oven with treifis, the outside layer becomes treif. Ein bliya to b'kli l'kli, it doesn't get to the inside layer below raitiv. A bliya goes from a keli to food without raitiv. But kli l'kli doesn't go below raitiv. So the shach, what? But it, the zayas is the outside part. You have to be careful. The outside layer is treif. When they bring it to you, the aluminum foil on the outside is treif. Don't get it into your food. Take it off and throw it out, and then, and only that, I once happened to me that they brought me a meal where the outside layer was ripped, where it comes really in plastic. They are supposed to bring the plastic to you, and you're supposed to take the plastic off carefully not to rip it. Of course, on an LR flight where they have, 500 passengers and 250 of them have special meals, then you stop bringing for everyone to take off the plastics, so they rip it off themselves. But you have to be careful. If they rip off part of the aluminum foil, and you could see the inner container, then it's treif, then it's a problem. Now, ein bliya to b'kli l'kli b'lay raitiv, that's halacha p'suka. This shas says a chiddush. He says that in a keli itself, we were talking here today about a spritz that hit a pot, and we emptying out the sroikah, we're emptying out the pot. The pot is still boiling hot. Do we have to be chayshish now that in the walls of this hot pot, the bliya is traveling in the walls? What do I mean? We said all along that if a drip hits opposite the food, it's great. Bottle b'shishim, everything's wonderful. 1 minute. When I empty it out now, maybe I have to be chayshish that the bliya travels in the heat in the walls. The Taz said that mamanasha, either it doesn't travel or it travels in. Maybe after I empty it, maybe now it travels in the walls. So the shach here, the Rebbe Kiva Eger here has a chiddush that just like ein bliya yaitza b'kli l'kli b'lay raitiv, a bliya doesn't travel in a kli itself, b'lay raitiv. In a kli that has nothing in it, the bliya will not travel from one part of it to another. And he brings an interesting chiddush, which is grada, a very good thing for us. And you ever wonder, I don't know if you go matzah baking, did you ever wonder, sometimes you have a matzah kfula, a folded matzah, which halachically maybe is chametz, and it's in the oven together with the others. Is that a problem, touching the others? Then really the teretz is that the kfula is just a chumrah, and that's why our kfulas are not real. But listen to what he says. He says, this, I mean the end of the Rabbi Kiva Eiger, afu chametz and matzah, if in the same oven you cooked chametz and matzah, loy nesra. Elam kei naga b'chametz. If the chametz didn't touch the matzah, it's not asa. Amai, loy neima, why shouldn't we say, gamba loy naga, hatanur bala b'makam ha-chametz, ne'a chametz. It's melech from the chametz. U'mispashin ad makam ha-matzah. And in the oven, it spreads in the walls till the matzah, v'yaita abloa ma'isa makam la-matzah. Dabba kli la'ichel, la'isa b'lai reitiv. In the oven itself, we say that it doesn't travel. Anyway, that's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger's side. It rounds out what we've learned today. So today we've learned Tipa Keneged Akdeira. Next week we're going to learn the Rama here in Sif Zayin.